Many thanks to you and to your rector, Father Turner, for the invitations to preach this evening. It's a great joy to be back here. I was here in February. Father Turner and I have been friends for many years. We were both on the Church of England's Liturgical Commission. Well, in one weekend, the World Series, the Marathon, and Halloween. I hadn't counted on daylight saving as well, but I did find out. And I survived Halloween in New York City. It was great. My first All Hallows Eve since being consecrated as Bishop of Sherborne was in 2009 and was memorable. I'd led a confirmation at Salisbury Cathedral. I was coming back to my home in Dorset and I needed some gas, so I stopped at a gas station. I was wearing my shirt and went to the counter, and the man behind the counter said, "Nice fancy dress." And I had no idea what he was talking about. And I said, "Well, I wear this all the time." "Yeah, right, you do," he said. I said, "Yeah, I'm the Bishop of Sherborne." And he goes, "Oh." Then I completely threw him by saying, "Trick or treat." Now, since July, I've moved back to London in this new post as mission theologian in the Anglican Communion. And I work in Lambeth Palace Library when I'm in London, and in Durham with a fellowship there, 3 days every 3 weeks or so. And St. Thomas's Church has historic links with Durham. One of the saints I've been thanking God for today is Michael Ramsay, the great Archbishop of Canterbury and theologian. And he loved preaching here in this pulpit. Last month, I had tea in the house that he retired to in Durham. Professor Di Morgan is living in that house now, a retired professor of geography. As part of this job, I'm convening seminars in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the papers written by theologians from those continents are going up on our website, as well as in Durham and Lambeth Palace each term. And the whole post is to encourage theologians in Africa, Asia, Latin America to write, to get published, and to be read by theologians in the North. And a key text for this is in our second lesson, Revelation 21, verse 26. "People will bring into it, into the heavenly city, the glory and the honor of the nations." So the essence of theology is enculturation, taking seriously the culture of where people are set. And I imagine this bringing the glory and the honor of the nations into the heavenly city is also to do with theology. I'm in the States because of a conference at Boston University for the last 3 days on the Dictionary of African Christian Biography. It's a wonderful website with thousands upon thousands of articles and biographies of African Christians, many well-known, many not well-known at all. And it's been going 20 years. We celebrated 20 years of it. And there's two African saints now with the Lord that I want to talk about this evening. Both were bishops, David Gitari, who later became Archbishop of Kenya, and Andrew Adano, who was Bishop of Marsabit. And I knew and worked with both of them. So firstly, Archbishop David Gitari. The wonderful link with Durham is that he was taught by Professor Di Morgan in Nairobi. He studied geography in Nairobi University before it was a university, and Di was one of his teachers. He was Bishop of Mount Kenya East when I served there in a theological college, 1985 to 91, and he was later Archbishop of Kenya. He was a bridge-building theologian. He was an evangelical and served on the Lausanne committees. He was an ecumenical and served on theological commissions of the World Council of Churches. He served on the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission. And so for me, this is wonderful. Catholic, evangelical, ecumenical. He was an evangelist, and the diocese experienced phenomenal growth under his ministry. He was also a prophet against injustice. President Moi suggested scrapping the secret ballot when we were there and voting by queuing. So instead of secret ballot, there would be a photograph of candidates and you had to queue up publicly behind that photograph. So everyone could see how you voted. It was very difficult for a woman, a wife, to vote differently from her husband or in the police or the soldiers. Everybody could see the way they voted. But the people were against it, and David Guattari led the charge against it. Eventually, it was overturned. Sharif Nasir, who was a cabinet minister from the coast at Mombasa, said, "We will have queuing, whether the people like it or not. Wapendi, wasipendi." And there was an assassination attempt on David Guattari's life in 1989. He survived it by climbing up to the roof of his house and calling neighbours. I was with him later that morning, and that afternoon he went and led, as was planned, a confirmation service in Embu Cathedral. At our college, we had the Kabari Passion Play, which was enculturated, the gospel, and interwove various themes into lives of people in Kenya at that particular time. And so when the high priest is in the Sanhedrin and Jesus is standing in, and they're plotting what to do with Jesus, somebody says in the Kabari Passion Play, "Yes, but the people are behind him." And the high priest says, "We will get rid of him whether the people like it or not. Wapendi, wasipendi." And the second saint is Bishop Andrew Adano. I stayed with him in 1990. I used to visit former students, and this was in the far north, in Marsabit, in the desert, and Bulbisa, just further north. Andrew sadly died in a helicopter accident in 1996. He was a great pioneer. The Rendili people, just west of Marsabit, there were many of them who had never even heard the name of Jesus. And he evangelized them. And they said, "Well, this Jesus you keep talking about, can we pray to him?" And Andrew said, "Yes." And they said, "Well, in the desert, we need water here. Can we pray for water?" Now, I don't know what you'd say, but Andrew said, "Yes." And so after he went back to Marsabit, the Rendili people prayed for water. And astoundingly, they found water. They dug where they had prayed, and they found water. And they named that well the Jesus Well. And instead of individuals coming to faith, Andrew waited till that whole group came to faith, and he baptized them. But in what did he baptize them? In the very answer to their own prayers, in that water. And I met a primary school teacher on that trip in 1990 called Joseph Galgallo. Andrew asked me to interview him so that he wouldn't have to come south miles, hundreds of miles to the college for the interview. And he joined our college. He was our top student ever. He played Jesus in the Kabari Passion Play. So I met him in 1990. In 1998, Joseph was doing a PhD at Cambridge, supervised by David Ford. I'd gone back to Cambridge in 1991. And he is now the Vice Chancellor of St. Paul's University, Limuru, in Kenya. So that's quite a shift. 1990, primary school teacher. 1998, doing a PhD at Cambridge. And he is one of the most exciting African theologians that I know. Since he's been Vice Chancellor of St. Paul's University, Limuru, in those 4 years, the number of students have increased from 2,000 to 7,500. The number of academics from 100 to 300. And he's put up 6 new university buildings without any overseas aid at all, just through student fees increase. He's also written a chapter in David Ford's Festschrift. So he's continuing to write theology. And he gave a seminar in our project at Lambeth Palace on the 20th of October. And he's giving a seminar at Durham University on the 10th of November. You can read these on the web if you Google Mission Theology Anglican. I love the collect for All Saints' Day we've just heard prayed. God knitting together his elect, both in heaven and on earth. And I want you to think about people, saints who have shaped your own life. Joseph Galgallo is staying with me in London for a whole month. It's wonderful to be together again. And he said he was shaped by Bishop David Guattari and by Bishop Andrew Adano. Who shaped you? Those people might be well known to others. They might be only known to you. What I'd love you to do this evening, as you pray, before you go to sleep, is to ponder which saints, ordinary people, not just very well-known people, have shaped you, and to give thanks to God for them. For all are known to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All are saints who believe in Jesus because they are in Christ. If you think of a boat cutting through the water, it forms a V-shape behind, doesn't it? The wake. While Christ is at the very top of that V, he is the pioneer, and we tuck ourselves into that wake as we follow him. And we are together with the saints here on earth, joined to the saints in heaven. And I finish with this prayer poem. Lord Jesus Christ, we follow your trail, blazing through life. We sail in your wake, surging through death. We are your body, you are our head, ablaze with life, awake from the dead. Amen.